Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist for Freedom. Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist for Freedom Estate. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Kaiser, welcome to tonight's Millennium Stage performance. Our sponsors for the Millennium Stage are Target and the Marriott Foundation. Now, tonight's performance is very special, and it recognizes and honors a significant and tragic moment in our history. To talk a little bit about the performance and the partners involved is the Executive Director of Project One Voice, Erich McMillan McCall.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. Today, Project One Voice will have over 30 national stage readings of Four Little Girls, Birmingham, 1963. There will be viewing parties across the globe. Today, our story is being told. Today, our story is alive, it's strong, and it's vital. I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight. And on behalf of all of the partners, Project One Voice, Howard University, African Continuum Theater Company, and the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, we now present Four Little Girls, Birmingham, 1963.
like to remember
the positive lives
they claimed for themselves
as teenage girls,
along with our memory
of that horrible day
and what it symbolized.
I would also like us all to consider what
Carol Robertson,
Cynthia Wesley,
Addie Mae Collins,
and Denise McNair
might have become.
Before we got what it was like to have a kid's life,
we first learned what it meant to be warriors.
Thousands of us done already.
Marched against segregation.
Been arrested.
Jailed.
Blasted by high-pressure fire hoses.
Clubbed by police officers.
And attacked by their dogs.
Despite these things,
each of us have had a dream.
Seemed like every day we was reminded.
Stay on your side of the street.
Stay in your place.
Meanwhile, they got to
go where we want. Do as we please.
Every day, all we got was a heavy dose of that awful D word.
Mess was what Mama called my hair.
Mess means the protest.
And my hair, sometimes.
The protests our families won't let us go to.
Too young.
Too dangerous.
Whether they like it or not, we already part of the movement. And there ain't nothing they can do to stop it.
Daddy, I'm sleepy.
If you ain't feel up to going to church, you can forget about going out anywhere else.
On Sunday, 16th Street Baptist Comfort. So when my alarm goes off, I get up.
By the time she's getting up, Mama's already taken my hair out the pink curls she put in Saturday night.
Gal, I swear, I think you must have them pins on your pillow.
So I gotta redo some of them and hope that by the time I leave the house, my hair will be ready.
For me, a freshly starched dress and a yellow ribbon for my hair.
Patent leather shoes, polished, and a purse to match.
Mama after Saturday's dinner.
God always gets his 10%.
Sometimes we gotta give 20% just to make sure we swear to God.
I always sit in the front row with my parents.
My big sister tells me,
sit up straight.
Don't sit up.
And make sure I cover my mouth when I yawn.
Make sure I share my hymnal.
Even when I don't want to.
Morning. Want to make sure everybody here at the 16th Street to remember that next Sunday our annual youth day. Everybody be sure to be here to support our youth. More information about this event and sign-up sheets for volunteers can be found in our basement assembly room. Now let us observe the announcements and do our utmost to follow them.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
His memories be lost forever. Is it an emergency?
No, it can wait. But it really can't. So, wait. Watching for the red light above his room to go out. Letting me know.
The coast is clear. Now what is
it? I got an A on my math test.
Now that's my girl. This deserves a celebration.
Celebrating means going down 4th Avenue to the Pythian Temple to get a malt or shake.
I always get my malt at Crest's lunch counter. Don't have to worry about the likes of some people.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Chocolate!
Then I want to see a movie at the Carver. Flipper's playing, but I know.
Only get to go see a movie if your homework's done.
And if my homework ain't done, then I'd have to settle for sneaking a peek at the TV to watch What's My Line. Need to make sure I keep my age straight.
Denise, what are you doing around that set? I thought I told you to get your homework done.
Okay, Mama, but if my homework's done, can I go over to Kelly and Grimm Park?
Don't want you around no protests, water hoses, or wrecks.
Some things a child don't need to see.
But it ain't as bad as all that if other kids are going.
Too dangerous.
Why can't I be like the other kids?
Because you ain't like the other kids. God made you to be Denise. Swear I think your favorite word is why.
She's right, but it's also her favorite. Mama, when I grow up, I think I want to be a doctor.
Don't see why not.
How you feeling today?
My tummy hurts.
For how long?
Almost a week.
And what's wrong with you today?
My throat's sore. I need to know it to stay home from school.
Not so fast. Let me take a look at your throat. There's nothing wrong with you.
But I feel sick.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Being able to say that there's nothing wrong with you is the best words I can tell someone about their child.
Is your homework done? I'm going to be up there to check in a second.
Before I can be Dr. McNair, I got some growing up to do.
You hear Bobby Williams got arrested for protesting the other day?
I mean, if he got arrested, Bobby probably didn't get my mud pie.
That his parents got it. You put a mud pie in Bobby's mailbox, too?
He's the only one I would give a mud pie to. The other boys at our school ain't worth it.
He's going to be her husband, and James Roberts is going to be mine.
And who do I get to marry then? You two done took the cutest guy that's in the street.
We'll find you somebody. Wait, Bobby's parents let him protest?
She didn't say his parents let him protest. She said he got arrested for doing it.
No, I'm sick of being told I can't go to the protest. Everybody in our school is doing something to help the movement. Gotta be something we can do.
Like what?
We could do another fundraiser.
Oh, I could tap dance and I'd sing.
I'd read some of my poetry. Doing something was better than doing nothing.
Our governor,
George Wallace,
ran for and won his office
on the slogan,
segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever.
In June 1963,
a federal court barred any state government interference with the enrollment of two black students,
Vivian Malone and James Hood, at the University of Alabama. Despite this order,
Governor Wallace
appointed himself the temporary university registrar
and stood
in the doorway of the administration to prevent students from registering. In response, President Kennedy federalized
the Alabama National Guard.
100 guardsmen escorted the students to campus, and Guard Commander General Henry Graham ordered Wallace to step aside so the students could be registered.
Everybody gotta wait when it's a hot day in Birmingham. We wait for the sun to go down and get a break from the heat. We wait in line for water when we thirsty. But what we're really waiting on is for something to change.
You learn the music from Monday's game?
Yeah.
You always get stuff done so quickly.
That way it leaves room for the fun stuff, like hanging out with you all.
I can't believe how long this line is.
They don't realize how easy they have it.
Let's stop by Cass's on the way home and grab some burgers.
One day, we're going to be sitting next to them on buses.
Standing in one line with them for water.
Sitting next to them in school. Our brains is just as good, if not better than theirs.
Got that right. You go to that friendship and
action meeting?
Yeah, I spoke to your mom about getting a ride to it.
My mom's talking about checking out that friendship and action meeting.
Don't want no part of that.
Kids at school find out you hanging around them types? You ain't gonna be one of us no more.
Still not sure I wanna go.
I wanna go!
What is it?
Black and white parents dealing with their kids in racism schools. Don't know how many more times I'm going to have to keep taping up this raggedy textbook.
How do you think we get these new geometry textbooks and they don't got none?
Don't really care.
They've been trying to desegregate our schools like forever.
That'll be the day.
This time's going to be different.
Heard that one before.
Remember when I asked you why you wanted to go up to Vulcan?
Yeah.
What did you say when I asked you?
For the adventure.
It's the same thing, right? An adventure. To be part of history.
Maybe, but some adventures can get you killed.
Fanny's right, but I just don't want to tell her yet. Let's go to my house.
Yes.
I live with my parents in Smithfield. It's walking distance from my high school, Parker. Parker's got a world-famous marching band. Yep, we're that good. And I get to play clarinet. My favorite place in the entire neighborhood is our rec center. Every Saturday afternoon, me, Flo, and Diane, my older sis, take tap and ballet lessons there. And I've gotten pretty good.
Mom, tell him stop dancing around the house. He's driving me crazy.
I'm getting fatter.
I'm hoping next year they'll let me do the lead in the spring recital. It's kind of all I can think about.
Can't you talk about something else besides the recital? Because you're driving me crazy.
When some of my classmates find out where I live,
Smithfield,
the neighborhood with the doctors, lawyers, and businessmen,
they think I must be uppity.
We can't help where we live.
What's the big deal about an address anyway?
Most of my classmates think living here is easy.
They don't call it Dynamite Hill for nothing.
Living here can get you killed.
Call it Dynamite Hill because you all bomb the house in my neighborhood all the time.
Now, they ain't supposed to be over here. Go back to where you come from.
It's hard to know when your home might be next.
Sometimes it feels like my nightmares might not ever end. But then I just climb in bed next to Fanny and everything starts to feel okay. For now, we got other things to distract ourselves with.
Nation's capital
was planned, scheduled, and carried out
on August 28th, 1969.
up down to Kelly Abram Carr.
Have you looked at it since it happened?
Too scared. Thought the slogan would have went down by now. Hoping not too many people noticed.
My dad noticed.
And what'd he say?
Nothing. Mainly shook his head. No, he sees all kinds of stuff patrolling Smithfield.
Dynamite Hill.
Yeah. Dynamite.
Don't your daddy ever get scared going over there?
I hear my mama praying for him every night he go out.
Lord, watch over Claude as he patrols your streets. Keep him safe from harm.
And thank the Lord every time he come back home.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing him back home safe again.
Do you get to hear a lot of stories about the movement?
My parents don't even talk about it.
What do you want to know about such horrible things for?
Go on, be over. Little girls shouldn't think of such things.
Guess they think they protecting me or something.
It's good. Them looking out for you.
What did it feel like?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Hose has got a way of making your skin feel like it's being ripped from the bone.
What made you want to take that kind of a chance?
I'd have been around doing nothing. A lot of kids like us at Kelly Ingram feel the same way.
Think you're going to go back to Kelly Ingram Park, Karen?
No, I done my part.
When my mama came home from school the other day, she told her class,
I don't want y'all to leave the classroom to go to the protest because you might get hurt. However, if you do decide to leave, do it when I turn around.
When she turned around, the entire class was gone.
Wow.
Of course, I couldn't get away with anything like that. My teachers were telling me through my parents.
That's the problem with having parents as teachers.
Don't you want to be a teacher, Karen?
Professor?
What's the difference?
Teaching college versus anything else?
You'd be a great math professor. You're always good when it comes to helping me with my math homework.
Math comes natural to me. Sometimes I think I dream in numbers. My mama said it's a job a lot of women ain't doing nowadays.
Where would you teach?
University of Alabama, where I'd be paid over $100,000 for my work. And I have a long list of students who have to wait to get into my class because they'd always be full. And? In my spare time, I would be a novelist writing under a pseudonym while I published my math research, and I'd be a tough but fair grader, like Mrs. Perkins, and try to make sure that all of my students did well in my class. And then I dedicate all my books to my husband and children.
Well, I want to be an astronaut. Look, there's got to be a woman to finally go to space, and it might as well be me, an astronaut. Math has been around for almost 5 years now. Eventually, they're going to want a woman to do a man's job.
While you two are in space and in the classroom, I'll be a vet. I already take care of my dog, cat, hamster, and rabbit. And in my spare time, I'd like to be an actress, like Dorothy Dandridge.
Ooh, and you get to wear that same dress you wore in Comic Zone.
That dress was gorgeous.
With our future careers, we should be able to afford something like that for ourselves. Glenn, you should switch sides with Karen.
Why I gotta move?
Because I have to practice my ushering for your stay this Sunday.
Haven't you ushered before?
This will be my first time doing it.
I did it once. That was enough for me. It was such a big responsibility.
Especially since this Sunday's youth day, I want to make sure I get it right.
What's the big deal about ushering anyway?
If you an usher, you the first person the visitor meets. Pastor say it's like you the face of the church.
Last week, Alabama's
scrum
major protested.
Arthur Davis Shores.
House with firebombs on September 4th.
Retaliation for black parents
registering their children at white schools.
Earlier this year,
he represented more than 3,000 demonstrators
who were arrested during demonstrations
as part of the Birmingham campaign in 1963.
Turning notoriety that sometimes put his life in danger.
In August 1963,
at his home,
collapsing the garage,
putting a deep hole in his driveway.
The bomb on September 4th blew off his front door.
Since then, his family's been plagued by threatening letters and phone calls.
Guess who won?
Who?
Hill Elementary, again. I threw the game-winning pitch underhanded.
You was born to win, Adamay.
And just because I can't seem to lose, I've decided I'm going to become a baseball player for a living.
Who's ever heard of a girl baseball player?
There's got to be a first for everything. Besides, I want to be the female Jackie Robinson.
Mom and Daddy ain't going to let you be no baseball player for a living.
Glad when I grow up, I get to be whatever I want to be.
Baseball season's not year-round. I would only do it for part of the year. Then I would be busy being an artist for the rest of the time.
Doing what?
Painting and such.
Painting houses?
No, painting portraits like the ones I do of all of you.
They ain't gonna pay a lot of money.
Actually, all I have to do is sell one portrait a year to live off of.
That sounds like the best job ever. As Mama and Papa say, once you have to pay bills, you'll get a real job. You know, if they just separate the school, she gonna be playing the white kids too.
They've been trying to do that for years, but it ain't never going to happen.
It's just a matter of time.
I think it would be just better to leave things the way they are. I don't want to go to their stupid schools anyway.
It don't mean that all of us have to go to their stupid schools, but don't you think we should at least have a choice?
I do.
I think that I like the way things are, just the way.
I think about the games I plan and I'm only playing a small amount of the schools that I might be competitive against. I'd at least like the chance to play everybody.
It would just cause a lot less trouble if they left things alone.
For who?
For everybody. You're too young, Anime. You don't get it right now, but don't you understand?
That's what you all always tell me, but some things just don't seem to make sense no matter how old you are. Be going out tomorrow.
Yeah, Mom has made more aprons and pot holders for us to sell.
I'll meet you on the baseball field after school.
Sounds good. I'm going to borrow your yellow jacket for this weekend. I was going to wear that. Well, I'm wearing it now.
That's not fair. What am I supposed to wear?
I don't know. Something else.
You always get to wear my stuff, but I never get to wear yours.
When you get older, you'll get to boss around your younger brothers and sisters.
I would never want to do that. Why would I want to be like you?
Hey! Remember what Mama says? Everything we own don't belong to us, but to the Lord.
So, Jamie's not borrowing my dress, but the Lord's?
Something like that.
So, can I borrow your blue dress for you today this Sunday?
Girl, it's too big for you. But we'll find a way to pin it. Then we'll start you to make sure it's nice and fresh for Sunday service.
Yes.
Thank you.
phone said
3 minutes.
That's all they had left.
And little did they know,
an abrupt end
inside the basement of 16th Street Baptist Church
had already been planned for them.
Hey, girl.
Long time no see.
I love your dress.
Thanks. Can you see my slip?
No.
What?
My mama told me to fix it before I left home. I wanted to make sure it hadn't moved.
Almost thought I forgot my gloves. I can't answer without them.
There's too much grease in my hair.
I wish my mama would have parted my hair on the left side.
My curls have fallen.
My sister stole my good ribbon again.
So what you all doing for today's service?
Ushering.
Singing the choir.
Supposed to do a reading from the Old Testament.
My daddy's letting me borrow his camera to take pictures.
Sure my dress looks okay?
It looks great. What about mine?
You look perfect.
And me?
It's beautiful.
Y'all, get into the basement assembly room for prayer. Who you got to go up and service? The other kids are already up there.
Here we go. For today's sermon called The Love That Forgives.
Daddy's preaching on forgiveness today.
Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for letting us wake up another day.
Yes.
And for letting us come together yet another day.
Yes.
Lord, for this is your day, Heavenly Father, yes. And we will rejoice.
Can you tie the sash on my dress? Addie Mae! You still here? I can't see you!
I was supposed to be a doctor,
a history teacher,
a mathematics professor and novelist, a baseball player and artist.
A human being.
But in a matter of 3 minutes, a lifetime changed.
The FBI sent agents to investigate, and 4 suspects were identified.
The Birmingham office of the FBI recommended that the 4 be prosecuted.
However, the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, refused.
And claims that civil rights activists themselves bombed the church
to gain public sympathy.
The FBI initially closed the case in 1968.
The suspects were 4 members of the Ku Klux Klan.
It took nearly 40 years for them to be brought to justice.
Local prosecutors reopened the case, and one suspect,
Robert Dynamite Bob Chambliss,
was convicted of murder in 1977.
Herman Cash died in 1994, as charges against him were being prepared.
On May 1st, 2001, a Birmingham jury convicted Thomas Blanton,
62 years old at the time of the trial,
on 4 counts of murder.
Finally, on May 22nd, 2002, a jury convicted Bobby Frank Cherry of the murders.
Both Blanton
and Cherry
were sentenced to life in prison.
What bothers me most
is that their names have been virtually erased.
They are inevitably referred to
as
the 4 black girls
killed in the Birmingham church bombing.
I would like to remember
the positive lives they claimed for themselves
as teenage girls,
along with our memories.
I would also like us all to consider what
Carol Robertson,
Cynthia Wesley,
Addie Mae Collins,
and Denise McNair